welcome to the sixth season of For the Quantum Grammar Shoot podcast. I'm your host, Jason-Matthew Glass, and in this season, I'm going to be concentrating much more on the grammar and sharing my knowledge thereof. To those listeners who are serious about the grammar and are serious about learning it and about learning the benefits that it can present to you as a tool in your navigations through your day-to-day life. Thank you very much for joining me. I think the last time the terms and conditions for using Facebook, they were updated was in October of 2020. If you have Facebook, or if you have the app, you can just pretty easily find those terms and conditions, and you'll be scrolling for a long time until you get to the bottom, and then it will say last revised October 2020. So when you downloaded Facebook and you decided you wanted to use it, they gave you those terms and conditions, and then there was a little box at the end where you accept them. You agree to them. Click that box. Bam, you can use Facebook. You just agreed to all their terms and conditions. One thing you can rest assured of in these types of venues is that there usually is a clause in there that says that they can at any time modify or change the terms and conditions. You, of course, will be notified, or it will be contingent upon you to keep looking back at this space to see if there's been any additions or subtractions to the terms and conditions. And you always have the option to opt out, which means you just delete Facebook and don't use it anymore. You, as an individual, as a creator, as a contractor, also have this power with your contracts. You can assert what it is, what types of performances that you're enjoined with or not enjoined with whatever space you're moving through. If anyone's going to contract with you, then they must agree to your terms and conditions. If they don't, then there's no contract. Then we're not contracting. You come to my house, and I tell you that for everyone's safety, you have to take your hat off. If you refuse to take your hat off, you're not entering my house, because it's my vessel, my terms and conditions. Or perhaps I'm renting out a property, but my current terms and conditions are in place. So it doesn't matter who you are. If you're walking through an apartment that I'm the landlord of, the renter in that apartment is going to tell you, you cannot wear a hat inside the house, otherwise you're not coming in. It's the same thing. Flip that around. It's the same thing if you're going to a store, you're walking onto someone else's vessel. If they want you to take your hat off, you have to take your hat off. If they want you to put a diaper on your head, you have to put a diaper on your head. If you want to get access to that vessel. It's basic consideration, really. And it's basic logic. I know that a lot of people go around saying that the fiction trespasses upon them. But if you're going to walk onto a vessel and you're going to tell them what the terms and conditions of their vessel are, then you're no better than them, really. You don't walk into someone's house and tell them what the terms and conditions of their house is. That just sounds ludicrous, doesn't it? On the other hand, someone can come to my house, and if they have a hat on, I tell them, please take your hat off if you want to gain entry to this port, come into this vessel, got to take your hat off for everybody's safety. They say, well, you see, I kind of had to keep my hat on because this, that, and the third. explain it to me why you don't want to take your hat off inside my house, I can either say, okay, well, we're going to have to work something else out. You cannot come aboard here with your hat on. Or I can say, oh, okay, I'll give you special permission because I've heard your story. I know your situation. Come aboard, keep your hat on. I'll make an exception for you. And you can come aboard. It's all up to the commander or master of that vessel. It's their terms and conditions. This is something that's very important that I don't think a lot of people take into consideration. I see people getting very angry about not being able to go in someplace without, you know, what's the original one? No shirt, no shoes, no service. I wasn't there when this rule was implemented for stores, but I imagine that that had some kind of pushback. Certain shirtless, shoeless individuals took offense to it and were like, okay, I'm not going to shop at your store anymore. I don't have to wear a shirt if I don't want to. I don't have to wear shoes if I don't want to. I'm going somewhere else. Okay, bye. That's how it works. It's this basic consideration to try and force someone to do something you want them to do is not correct. And I mean that in the correct sentence structure, communication, parse, syntax, grammar, finite mean of correct that I have logged in a dictionary. It's not correct. These things are done in joinder, by agreement, by congruence. That's what contract is. Contract is by permission, it's by consent. Authority is from knowledge and skill. And the more these concepts are grasped by the layman, these things work hand in hand with correct sentence structure. The basis of things like liability and what in the fiction they call jurisdiction, these things are inherent in correct sentence structure already if you have a rudimentary closure on the fundamentals of the grammar. These things become apparent to you how they work. They became apparent to me as I was learning the grammar and why I really wanted to get closure on the grammar, because I could see how simple it really was, that I didn't have to learn thousands of fiction codes and statutes and laws and whatever. I just had to learn correct sentence structure. And that's the only tool that I would need that was potent enough to take care of any bureaucratic trespass that I ran into. And so far, that's held true. People are understandably concerned about their bodies, their vessels, and others wanting to trespass upon those vessels. And this is probably going to make some people uncomfortable. So, fair warning. What is it called? Think about this. What is it called when someone's forcing you to do something you don't want to do? More specifically, when someone is putting something, forcing something into your body that you do not want inside your body. Someone is doing something to your body that you don't want done to your body. What is that called? What's the word for it? I'm not going to say it. Just think about it. That's what's happening. And I think the solution is quite simple. You, as an autonomous man or woman, have the authority to determine what's going in and out of your body, what you allow in. And really, if you have an employer that wants to force you to put something in your body you don't want there, then I suppose it's up to you to make the choice of how you handle that. There's a myriad of paths you can take. I'm sure there's a fiction remedy somewhere for it. I'm 99% sure there's a fiction remedy for it, because I've actually found it myself for the exact scenario. I mean, not for the specific scenario that's been going on since last year, but the year before that, there was a scenario for one of my children that I actually found a fiction remedy for, and it all turned out fine. And you just have to do a little poking around, or you can just not go to that place of employment anymore. I mean, it's their vessel. They want you to do this or that. They want you to wear a hat before you walk in the door, and you feel very strongly about not wearing a hat. Well, then don't go there anymore. Find somewhere else. Do something else. The fact is that you cannot force someone who already has an established vessel, who already answers to sanctions from a body bigger than them, where they're paying all these people paychecks to feed their family, so on and so forth. This company, facing pressure from fiction entities, has to implement these rules, these conditions for their vessel, or else the entire thing goes down. All these people are going to lose their jobs. All these people are going to go hungry. The CEOs or whoever they are, the upper echelon, they don't want to lose their paycheck. So it's a whole big chain of events. It's not just you. There are different moving parts to the whole thing. So take that into consideration. It's entirely up to you. If suddenly the terms and conditions of the vessel that you happen to work on change and you're not in agreement with it, leave the vessel. You're done. Bye. Or find a different remedy. Maybe there's an exception. Maybe you explain to them why you don't want to wear it, why you want to wear a hat aboard the vessel, and then they say, "Oh, okay, sure. Keep working. You're of no danger to anyone if you keep your hat on." Without getting too much into specifics, I think you know what I'm trying to convey. It's always good to keep consideration of the other contract parties and where they're at with it. If they get belligerent, that's completely different. I'm not talking about belligerence. I'm talking about negotiation. There's always a negotiation. There's always ways to update contracts so that everyone can be happy about it. Sometimes there's an impasse and there isn't, and you have to break bulk. That's just the way it goes. One way you can use correct sentence structure, communication, parsing, syntax, grammar in these scenarios is if you were to show to this vessel, before you agree to work aboard this vessel, show them that you're a live life claimant. Show them your terms and conditions with correct grammar. You can do this if you want to. Then it would be up to them to agree or not agree. And although not specifically with that scenario, I have boarded other vessels using correct sentence structure and they agreed to it. Whether they knew what it was or not, I don't know. I explained to them what it was. But whether they really knew, I have no idea. But they accepted it. Others didn't. But that's okay, because those are people I didn't want to do contract with anyways. So it's just keep in mind, it's basic consideration of the other contract party. I've never seen anybody get anywhere by getting violent or angry. You may hear stories about people who claim that they throw people up against the wall and they go in and boss people around, and well, that's not really my style, because I'm not here to force anyone to do anything. I'm not here to control anyone or capture anyone, because war negates contract. If you assault someone, whatever contract you have, they're done. They're over. You're just another belligerent individual, just like the fiction, because that's what the fiction does. That's a fiction game, forcing people to do things through threats, intimidations, whatever. No, thank you. had enough of that paradigm. I'm more into the negotiation thing. Now, of course, if there's a trespass, an immediate danger, immediate and present danger, well, there are remedies for that too. And I have no problem picking any remedy out of my toolbox to solve that problem. Leaving that there, though, I prefer not to do that because I'm peaceful and neutral until those terms and conditions are broken. And then the peace and neutrality is off the table and you do what you got to do, period. But that's not my thing. I have no volition to force anyone to do anything. My concern is about myself and my own biosphere. And that's what I kind of try and teach people to do with correct sentence structure. First, work it into your own biosphere and let it exponentially spread outwards in these little bubbles, these little biospheres. And then pretty soon you'll see it spread out and spread positivity. The more people learn about it. And people are learning about this. It's just at a very slow rate. There's a lot of fiction BS out there right now with regards to this technology. There's a lot of bluster, a lot of showmanship, a lot of theater, drama, soap opera. It's so exciting, you know. I stay away from that. I stick to the grammar and I follow the immediate issues at hand that have to do with me personally and the people that I work with. And that's it. Because I feel, and I've found, when you deal with something on an individual basis and you take care of it, that builds strength and knowledge within yourself. Confidence in what it is you do so that you can maneuver yourself into a position to help other people once you have mastered it yourself, meaning quantum grammar technology. Once you have taken authority over your own conveyances and navigations with regards to this grammar and your live life claim and so on and so forth, then once you've established that position, then you can help others. And it just spreads out exponentially. You don't answer to any chief, postal, judge, general, postal, whatever. You answer to yourself, and that's it. And any other authority that you, if you do have another authority that you place above you, that's your own personal thing. No one can tell you what your name is or who your authority is except you. That's the way I do it. And I hope this was a little bit of help with what's going on these days and the problems everyone's facing right now without getting too much into detail and too blustery. Thanks for joining me. See you next time.